Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wednesday morning, October 21st, 13 days until the election day, 6:16, highs of 85 today. But look, you can't fool me. 85 and the sun is 90 and it's like summertime. But if it makes you feel better, okay, call it 85. And apparently there's going to front coming through that's going to drop the temperatures down to 83 as opposed to 85. Really, Chris Franklin? Really? But thanks for giving us something to look forward to, I guess. The Mortgage Financial phone and text line, 504-260-1870. And I'm going to update this throughout the morning because I was thinking, well, Republicans and Democrats, as they interviewed people standing in line to vote, I was wondering why they were standing there and what it is that they're afraid of or what is their biggest fear if their side doesn't win. So if you text your concerns in to that line, 504-260-1870, I'll read some of them. One of them says, the Democrats will raise taxes, allow illegal immigrants into the country in droves. I'm all about helping those in need on my own terms. I do not need the government redistributing my hard-earned money to those they deem needy. My biggest concern, says this text, is industrial construction jobs. It seems like there is no outlook or plan for either party. If Trump doesn't win, this will be bad. I mean, people that hate Trump just really need to do their own research, then make up their mind. I can't see how any, well, that's more, I'm sorry, I read that. That's more of a campaign message than a reason, what it is that you're afraid of. Somebody else texted in socialism, Marxism, communism. And I just don't think, every 4 years we get all revved up and somehow the Republic seems to survive. But I'll read your answers, and I'd really love to hear from some Democrats that tell me what it is that you're afraid of if the president is reelected. Peter Scharf joins us now, our friend, adjunct professor and criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. Hey, Peter, how are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Glad that was interesting. Good morning to you.
Before we get to the shootings and everything, one thing that concerns me more that I think it could hurt the city more, and I'm not trying to put different values on different things, but a local television station, Channel 6, had a story about a couple that was robbed and beaten in the CBD at Friday night corner of Carondelet and Common. And if you look, there's like the security center and a coffee shop that I'm sure at that point was closed, and not a whole lot going on other than a Brothers Food Mart. And I'm just wondering, why would people... What is the idea of congregating there and a couple returning to their car on a Friday evening after eating dinner at a restaurant and being beaten up? That, to me, is something that there you're really talking about crime that could affect any of us any night of the week. Is that a wrong assumption on my part?
No. Remember during the Iraq and war, they used to call it the green zone. That was the safe zone. We don't have a green zone anymore. And it's really all
wow.
over the place. And, I mean, it's right. That was the first thing my wife told me when I came home last night about that incident. And the wheels are coming off. I mean, you know, we're had an awful couple of weeks. You know, we're going to easily be at the end of the month somewhere between 160 and 170 and close to 200 by the end of the year, which is up from 121. That's a 60-odd% increase. And a couple of the politicians called and said they thought it would be over 200. I think it will be under 200, but not by much. And the, you know, and that level of carnage is hard to deal with. You know, it's a tale of two cities right now. We had this crime survey that came out. The Crime Coalition did very good work in praising the perceptions of NOPD. And they've done a good job in that with the consent decree and also their outreach. There's no doubt about it. But then you have this carnage on the street and in supposedly safe areas. The other thing of the economic impact, you start beating up tourists, you know, a couple of blocks from the Sheraton, and, you know, they're going to say, where am I going next year? And they're not going to go here. And it's a triple whammy. The other thing is we have this contraction of services because of COVID, not only crime, and a bunch of factors. Tourism is down, revenue is down. They're laying off public, you know, people in the public safety sector. So they're incredibly stretched. And then you ask, why wasn't somebody by that Brothers Food Mart? Terrible chicken.
Peter, hang on. Let me take a break here. Yeah. No, hang on. Let's take a break. Let's clean that up. And then we'll be back with, wow, Peter Scharf, adjunct professor and criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health, specifically about that incident, Peter. And I don't have any proof of this. It's just a presumption on my part, but I'm just trying to figure, why would anybody congregate in that area at night? And the only thing I could think of is that perhaps it may have been people that were evacuees that had nothing else to do, and then one thing led to the other. I feel bad for the evacuees. We're going to talk to the mayor of Lake Charles later on this morning about the tough spot those people find themselves in. But I think I'm asking more about, is this just an anomaly, or is this another indication that the wheels have come off, as you just said, all over the city? 6:22, time for traffic now on WWL. 6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Peter Scharf, adjunct professor and criminologist at the LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health and food critic. Peter, when it comes to...
I'm sorry, I apologize.
That's right, forget it. Look, when it comes to wheels coming off, that's a pretty strong statement. Is that what you think is going on in New Orleans, Orleans Parish, with crime?
When you go up 60%, you know, and there are a bunch of illusions, let's call them, that are floating around. Well, other cities are up, right? But they're not up by the percentage we're up or by the numbers. There is, if you say, who has gone up this number of murders? You know, we're in a class close to ourselves. And some of the percentage increases are cities that are 5, 10 per 100,000. We're at 47, 48 per 100,000. So we didn't start in a great place, and it's gotten worse. You know, the second thing, and this is, we got to think about, I'm not sure it's an illusion or not, is this cyclical? Will this go away? You know, as the COVID epidemic dies down, the economy comes back. Like the block you mentioned, you think that's the right, if the trolley goes by it, you know, St. Charles trolley. This is prime real estate. The Hampton Inns there. There are a bunch of places there. And if the tourists are staying away, there are fewer observers, fewer people call 911. The third thing, I think the theory that's out there is that this is, you know, the Bible has seven good years, seven bad years. We're about to start seven bad years. There's more going on than we understand. There's something structural in the city. The drug trade, all the things that are going on, homelessness, you know, that's very, you know, the crowd around there, and we drive the passer every day from LSU home, you know, and, you know, the homelessness for a variety of reasons has really increased. So you have a mixture of middle-class tourists and people who are, you know, having a rough cycle. And that can be very dicey no matter what. And then it's strategy. And this is something that's hard for the city to look at. It's what did we do? You know, we changed a bunch of things. We dissolved the tactical patrol units to the districts. We have a new model, but it's not quite clear what that will do. And, you know, and we really have probably, according to the Metropolitan Crime Commission report, we backed off the dope game. You know, really not aggressively enforcing drug laws. So the cartels start competing and people die. And you look at the murders this a couple of days ago, you know, four young people shot, one dead.
Tell you what, Peter, we got to take a break. We're going to pick it up there when we come back with the shootings, okay?
Sure.
Because we got an hour of your time. Let me clean this up, too. I got a couple of texts to come in here. That spot has always had bums and vagrants and home with people hanging out as a place where they would buy liquor, hang out, drink together. It was just a bad area altogether. They're mostly there because of the brothers. And then they agreed with your thing about the chicken. And then somebody else said, my route takes me in that area by brothers between 2 and 4, and it's always been a hub for people to just hang. So I apologize if I falsely linked that to the evacuees. I probably shouldn't have done it. It was, I guess, postdoc, what is it, ergo propter hoc, and I shouldn't have done it. And if I offended anybody, I'm sorry about that. It seemed like a natural conclusion, but, you know, I guess it was more of an assumption, and you know what that happens. What happens when you do that? 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to 14 before 7, Peter Scharf, our guest, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. One of the victims that was robbed and beaten at, I don't know if the wife was beaten or not, because she said the husband threw himself on top of her to shield her and protect her after having a gun held at his head and given his wallet and then being kicked repeatedly. She said if there had been more police on that corner, that would have happened. That would not have happened. But Peter, there were no police on that corner. And this is like something that we're looking at with the furlough, right? That's an offshoot of that, where the last thing in the world you want are less officers on the streets.
Right. And there was one problem is manpower. The other problem is strategy. There's a model that's cities that are successful in reducing crime use. It's called problem-oriented policing. Scan, analyze, respond, assess. And the drill is, and your caller is a great intelligence to the police. They all know that it's a problem hotspot, right? You go to the manager of the store and you say, let's work this out. We can't have these people hanging around all day. They're scaring the tourists and they're a risk. And you address it bit by bit. And I know there were good reasons to eliminate the task force tactical units and the Tiger Team, but that's what they did, is they jumped on hot crime hotspots. And have we lost control of where the hotspots are, where people are hanging around and disrupting commerce? And again, you think of the casualties, one, that poor family, they're not coming back to New Orleans very soon. And then the second is the economic impact. I got calls from all over about that incident. You're killing the pipeline, the Golden Pipeline, or tourists from all over, and you kill that, and you kill a lot, so you got to jump on that.
And for people who don't realize, it's like, what, a block off canal, if that? Two blocks, maybe?
One block, yeah.
One block off Canal Street.
Yeah, and it's, and everybody knows it. It's really funny how we both blew it on that unfairly. But it's a symbol. It's a symbol of commerce in the city. It's like the December shooting last year, 12 people shot. You have this mix of demography, and we're very unstable. It's not the police's watch, really. It's the whole city. We have a destabilized city. People are out of work. People are homeless. People are coming in, as from the St. Charles disaster, weather refugees. And, you know, it's how do you get a hold of that? And that's what we got to do as a city. We got to, for example, are there other places people can, quote, hang out where they don't present that kind of threat. And I know the downtown development people and everybody else are on this. But, you know, we're at a scary tipping point right now, you know, and hopefully we're going to be able to reverse it. And I know Sean and the mayor are definitely up to it.
All right, we'll pick it up here when we come back. What are they up to? And I don't mean that. That sounds like a pejorative phrase. What are they up to? Like it's something nefarious. But what are they up to fix this when you say they're up to it? And how do they intend to prevent this thing from reaching the tipping point? Peter will tell us when we come back. 6:50, time for traffic now on WWL. 6:54, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Saints in the City have agreed on a plan to have fans in the stands. Dave Cohn will have all the headlines for you. And the facts behind the headlines with WWL First News 5 minutes from now. Adam Schefter on Twitter very quickly tweeting, Carolina, 5 minutes ago, hasn't had any more positive tests to date and is reopening its training facility this morning. Per source, game Sunday versus Saints is on track to be played. Of course, Adam Schefter has been wrong before. Let's hope he's right this time. Peter Scharf, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. Before we went to the break, you talked about a tipping point with crime and that the mayor and the superintendent were on it. What are they on and how do they intend to stop this thing from reaching that tipping point?
Well, they undid some things that they're trying to bring back in a new form, and it's a difficult drill. So they got rid of what was called the Tiger Team, which is a proactive unit. They got rid of the district command centers, and there were ethical issues and reasons to do that. But now it's not clear what the new paradigm is, and they're trying to bring back a new approach, which is consistent with cure violence, Chicago model, gun intervention, and some other elements, community outreach. It's between a rock and a hard place, and there's three things they have to worry about. One is the consent decree and what's left of it. You know, then how do you control crime and adhere to very strict constitutional mandates? And I'm a fan of the consent decree. That's not the problem. The risk is also community sentiment. Like when cure violence in the new form, they said you can't collect intelligence using that approach. So, we're very ambivalent about things like intelligence, drug enforcement, and other elements. So the risk, I think, right now is could this devolve into political crime control rather than empirical crime control. You know, one, and I haven't done this probably too long, but the hard reality is when Pennington came in here or New York City, they bludgeoned crime down. You know, they increased arrests. Used all kinds of tactics to get rid of situations like you described, like was described before. And it's not a nice business. That's terrible to say. But, you don't want to go that far. But I think to be careful that you're not being so politically correct and sensitive that you're ineffective in controlling what's going on here.
How did you phrase that a couple of sentences ago? Politics and not, man, that was pretty strong.
I'm probably going to get fired. It's even worse than my other comment. No.
I thought it was very smart the way you said it. That it was you can't solve this politically. You got to take a different approach, right?
You can't be no. You can go so far in being politically correct, and look, you know, all over the country, the defund the police movement, Black Lives Matter, the police are back on their heels, right? So it's very tempting to back off what's proven to be effective crime control in the name of a political rhetoric. I mean, that's rough. It's all over the country. So the country is struggling with this, and I know the mayor is struggling with this. How can you be effective? How can you move the folks off that corner we described? And also, one of the problems is moving people off those corners when they move to another corners and get more violence. And the other thing is you can get a shooting. you know, let's say things get rough and a gun gets drawn and shooting starts, and then the police are going to be blamed for that. So we're in a period now in the country and the city of very cautious crime control.
And,
Thank you, Peter. I hope that helps.
We're out of time. We could go on with this for 8 hours. We'll talk to you again real soon. It's a mess, man. I'm going to tell you what. Peter Scharf, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans. Thank you, sir. School of Public Health. You know, it's one thing to try to solve crime, but then when you factor in political correctness, ouch. We'll be back. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.